This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you live from one of 17 AE2S offices in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah. We're the final location today.
Utah.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to guess you're not in Utah.
I'm not at the Utah location. I'm not in Madison, Wisconsin. If I were, I'd be under the influence. Great Falls. Kalispell or Bozeman, Montana is not where we're at. Nope. Maple Grove and Moorhead, Minnesota, not today. Spearfish, Rabbit City, Sioux Falls, sorry. Another day, maybe. And in North Dakota, of course, they started in Grand Forks, but they're also in Bismarck, Dickinson, Minot, Wadford City, Williston, and right here in Fargo where we're at today. We're in Fargo today because AE2S is one of the sponsors for the NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome. So we're going to spend a chunk of the program today talking about AE2S as a company, some of their big projects, 25th anniversary, things they have going on, so that students that you might have at home that are interested in engineering and tech can learn about this company and know a little bit about it. We're also going to talk with an NDSU grad. Last year, 2015, a fellow by the name of Kellen Grubb. Kellen has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, and now he works at AE2S. And he has some advice for new graduates. So we'll talk about that and about just being a young professional in this business at this company. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll talk about the big debate. Todd, you weren't here yesterday, so we didn't get to hear what you thought of the debate. Got a quick take on how Hillary or Donald Trump did in the big debate number one of campaign 2016?
You know, fundamentally, debates are supposed to get you to make up your mind. I don't know that anybody's mind was changed or made up if they really honestly have not made up their mind between these two candidates. But ironically, I thought Hillary looked like the healthier of the two because Donald, and did they have like more compression on his microphone so that when he sniffled, it just sounded louder? Or what happened there?
I don't know. I know he yesterday said something about a faulty microphone, and I mentioned yesterday during the program that Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, top Democratic official, presidential candidate, sent out a tweet yesterday saying, "What's with Donald Trump and the sniffles, Coke user?" with a question mark.
This is one of the Democrats'
shining stars, the guy they send out there to be the, you know, the spokesperson for all things, Democrat.
And then he does the dumbest cheap shots of all of them. Oh, good grief. I was thinking more of the guy from Airplane anyway with the...
I did see there were a few memes out there about that. Here's my... I sent this yesterday, and we had a lot of calls on it yesterday, and I really enjoyed it. I see every online poll Donald Trump's won, which is defying people. They go, what? He didn't win. She was better. I think he missed opportunities. There's no doubt about it. I think he could have brought up things he didn't. Lester Holt, the commentator, didn't bring up things he should have, but we just come to expect that. But guess what?
He really lost control, didn't he?
A little bit. I don't think anything changes from this. I really don't. Going to your earlier point, I think the vast majority of people watching have made up their mind. There are some that haven't, and for them, debates are going to matter in total, probably, right? They're not going to do it on one debate. There's two more to go. There's a vice presidential debate. There's a month. There's a lifetime left in really different twists and turns that can happen. Look at only Hillary Clinton's health. Look at just that one issue. I mean, Hillary Clinton a few weeks ago was collapsing. All right, and the story changed, and there were media kept away, and normal Secret Service protocol wasn't employed where she would be rushed to a hospital to be checked out. They said, no, she wants to go to her daughter's and have a glass of water, and it's all fine. So, you can't just brush that under the rug. So there's a lot of time to go. But here's what I believe. I don't believe the rules as you knew them previously about presidential debates or campaigns are in play here. Everything's changed, or Donald Trump wouldn't even be on that stage. And he is There are so many people that don't like Republicans, don't like Democrats, don't like elected leaders, don't like the status quo, don't like the way this country is going, that say, I don't care what he does at that debate. He's getting my vote because he's different. And that's what I think people fail to recognize. This is my take on it, that some of the normal rules we look at these things, there were parts of me that were disappointed last night in Donald Trump saying, man, you missed some great opportunities here. You really had a chance to, take her on. The cybersecurity gets brought up by Lester Holt, right? Cybersecurity. She answers first. I think I would have been quick to say, well, interesting you'd bring up cybersecurity because Hillary has a little problem in that regard. You heard about the whole classified emails on a server that was outside the government system. You heard about the FBI director. Hillary, you want to talk about judgment for the highest office of the land, and you defied every normal basic IT protocol in every corporate company in America as Secretary of State, right? You could go there. You could talk about Benghazi because... Look, the commentators aren't going to bring up Benghazi. No. They wouldn't get invited to, cocktail parties for fellow anchors and reporters anymore. The Washington Post wouldn't talk nice about them anymore if they brought up Benghazi, so Donald Trump has to. But that having been said, there's a lot of time left. There's more debates. And I honestly think the rules have changed. I really do. I think he's judged by a different standard and by my take, that's okay. Because the old rules got us... every other way. I see also today that 50 former Bush administration officials are coming out in support of Donald Trump. That will go against a narrative that Hillary has liked of, the Bush family not being a big fan of Donald Trump. Again, those things I think help him. I really do. So that's just a couple of things to ponder today. I didn't spend a lot of time on this yesterday, but Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour, and we will dig into this in a little more detail. But a couple of stories that are out there related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protests that I think need to be addressed. One, we've learned in the recent days that last week, seven archaeologists from the State Historical Society of North Dakota conducted a pedestrian inventory. They call that a cultural resources survey of the mile and a third along the Dakota Access Pipeline route, the corridor in Morton County west of Highway 1806. That's the one that's been the subject of an allegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that somehow there were destroyed sacred sites. There were, burial grounds that were disrupted by bulldozers. I mean, this allegation has been taken to Geneva by the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Dave Archibald. Right? You've heard it everywhere. And there is someone, a former Standing Rock Sioux Tribe official, by the name of Tim Mintz Sr., who now does other work and is a sort of a rent expert, that made some allegations. So because of those allegations, the State Historical Society goes down there and they look at everything. All right, they do an assessment. Now, mind you, they've done this before. Mind you, an environmental impact survey had been done before because there is a northern border pipeline down in that route that has been placed there previously. But to be absolutely 100% careful, they do it again with seven archaeologists, all right? And they walk this entire area where these allegations have been put forward. So what did they find? 10 locations, they found bone fragments and teeth of rodents, of bovine-sized mammals. They found no cultural material. They found no human bone or other evidence of burials in the corridor. Ladies and gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong, and I welcome your dissent on this, because I can't see it, and I can't say it any other way than the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Tim Mintz, and others have lied. Not once, not twice, repeatedly lied. What they did was disregard a process that was in place by the Public Service Commission, by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who, remember, reached out, had consultation 300-plus times with a number of Native American tribes through this whole thing, and reached out specifically to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe like a dozen times and had their offer to come meet, have discussions at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe rebuffed a dozen times. So they disregarded the process. What happens is Earth Justice comes in. Earth Justice is an environmental extremist group, the green extremists, and they say, hey, we need you. We need you, Standing Rock. You've got to be the front line for this. We're going to make you the poster child. Hey, Mr. Chairman, we'll fly you to Geneva. We'll give you an expense account. We'll take you anywhere you want to go. We'll make you a star in the Native American community. And we'll go to court for you. We'll pay for everything. We'll take on the Army Corps of Engineers. We'll fight. We'll get people from all over the country. We'll do this protest. Let's go. Let us take charge. So they've been asleep at the switch through the entire process. They then decide, oh, okay, we're going to do this for Earth Justice, and then they lie. And so they have to bring in this Tim Mentz to come in there and say, you know, come up with some reason why this has to stop in another review. And the State Historical Society of North Dakota has put to that a total lie. Now, that should be in every story any mainstream media outlet does about the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Every story ought to include that. Because they've been discredited. And by the way, meanwhile, the madness continues on the protest side where they're dragging a security guard for 100 yards in a police report from the Morton County Law Enforcement report from the Morton County Sheriff's Office. Report of another incident yesterday, bad one, Highway 6, with shots fired. It's not even yet been out. So this madness needs to end, and it needs to end now, in my opinion. Tell me if I'm wrong. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Text us at 701-367-2054. Or come on.
Your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On What's on Your Mind. one other issue I forgot to mention today, and we'll get to the calls and chat with a few of our guests here coming up, too. But Carson Wentz named this morning the NFL Offensive Player of the Week. Third week in the NFL as a rookie, and he gets an accolade like that. Is that great or what? I'm telling you what. I bet some folks around Bismarck Century that are smiling wide today, and same thing with NDSU fans and Philadelphia Eagle fans, and that's just darn cool. He's back in North Dakota for the homecoming week. And I assume it's for homecoming week. They have a bye week, so he's back, and he has asked for some privacy, so I don't think he wants to do a ton of news conferences or anything, but he is running around the state. So, Carson, if you're listening, way to go. And, by the way, one of our fine sponsors, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, just delivered out a pool table and hot tub and lots of fun to the Carson Wentz compound in rural Philadelphia. So, you know, he might be like picking up some salt or, you know, some other supplies at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, or Fargo today. So if I were you and I'm looking for a Carson Wentz moment, you know, that selfie with Carson Wentz, I'd probably be hanging out at Hot Spring Spas if I were you. It might be a sure bet. 21 past the hour, and Rich on the road, tell me what's on your mind, sir.
Hello.
Hi, Rich.
Yes. You mentioned that the protesters something should have been done a long time ago. It should have been done the minute they put their feet on the ground on that property. They're on the property illegally, and the governor did nothing about it. And that I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican governor, you should have got up and said, get them off now before this blows up and we really have trouble. You can see the trouble coming already. If there were shots fired last night or yesterday, wait, this isn't over yet. They're going to have big, big trouble yet. I'm real surprised that you haven't seen nothing but a bunch of union workers going down there and start kicking some butt. And they don't want that.
Yeah, taking it into their own hands. Yeah, and
know it's coming. You know it's going to happen.
We talked to a union official yesterday on Energy Matters. And they are starting a campaign and are upset about wages lost and what's going on. Specific to your criticism of Governor Dalrymple, you know, the encampment was on Corps property. That's federal land. Now, the Corps typically, is going to be cautious in things like this. And they didn't really say you have to leave or you can stay. They just sat in limbo. The Corps has since issued a permit now with rules. And so, the enforcement mechanisms will be easier in that regard. So we'll continue to follow that. I want you to meet Eric Dodds. Eric is program manager at AE2 West and is going to tell us about some of the big projects. We're today talking a little bit about AE2 West because they are a sponsor of the NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome. And we want to expand that audience a little bit to folks that might have a youngster in the family that's looking at an engineering or tech career and might want to think about AE2S. Eric, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
So tell me your AE2S story. How long have you been part of this team?
Well, that's good. I was a student at NDSU, graduated in 99, and then continued on with a master's degree after that. I actually interned for AE2S back when I was in grad school, and that was back in the late 90s, and then moved away for a few years. Nothing felt quite like home, and so moved back to Fargo and moved back to work for AE2S. I've been with the company now for about 15 years.
And what kind of projects would people probably see and hear about that is AE2S is right in the middle of? What kind of big projects do you have going right now?
Well, AE2S is, I think, pretty well known, at least in the industry and hopefully here in the metro, as kind of the water engineering firm. We do pretty much everything related to water, whether that's drinking water treatment, wastewater treatment. We're involved in the big flood diversion project. We're involved in the water supply project, bringing water from the Missouri Valley out to the eastern North Dakota. Involved in a lot of water projects.
Fun place to work?
Yeah, very fun place to work. We've got a great office space here, great staff. We get along. Fun place. We always like to hire young, talented, ambitious engineers and technicians, and it's a great place to work.
So if you're a youngster now at NDSU thinking about, okay, where am I going to work? What am I going to call home? What are we looking? What are they looking for? What kind of things do they ask you about when you sit down with them?
A lot of people that go into the water field, I think, feel passionate about improving the quality of life. And certainly a field in water allows you to do that. I mean, think about get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you go to the bathroom, you make pot of coffee, you have a bowl of cereal, whatever it is. Everything you do revolves around water. And imagine a day without water is pretty terrible. And so it's fun for us to know that we have an impact on everybody's daily life and daily chores. And when we go to hire young folks, we look for that passion. We look for people that are interested in being part of those solutions, being creative, being challenged. I think Mark Twain once said, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. probably some truth to that.
Absolutely. Eric Dodds, the program manager with AE2S, with us. Going to be back in a bit to talk about the 25th anniversary happening as well. Thanks, Eric. Nice chatting with you. All right, Jerry and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go.
Good morning. Yeah, this stuff has been going on down there long enough. I think the white people who go down there need to really, we need to have a boycott of the casino, have all the Indian casinos. And if they want to sit there and do whatever they're doing, but we don't need to go down and support them in any way. If they want to live like they did 200 years ago, they're free to do that. But they don't need us to enable them to complain about everything. That's my opinion. It was just boycott. Everybody stay away from casinos. Let them do their thing.
Jerry, thanks for sharing your opinion. I'm not a boycott kind of person. Obviously everybody needs to make their own decisions in that regard, but I don't think that's how you affect change by saying, okay, we're not going to go to your casino. I think the best thing to solve this would, Chairman Dave Archimbo, is clearly been, brought in. I know a lot of people that like him, think highly of him and saw some promise in him that are very disappointed in his actions through this. And I think what happened is he really got sucked into a vortex of international politics, right? I mean, when you're at the UN Human Rights Conference in Geneva and saying such ridiculous things that literally these green extremists are writing, these are people that want us to go back to a Buffalo Commons, right? They don't want any pipeline anywhere. They don't want any train taking anything anywhere. They don't want oil production anywhere, right? I mean, their vision of the United States of America 10 and 20 years from now is a vast wasteland. That would turn the clock back. It's really ridiculous. And when you get into that vortex, you just go down to a very different place. Here's what I'd love to see. I believe, unfortunately, Chairman Archimbo has sort of lost his credibility in this regard. But there are leaders in Standing Rock. There are Native American leaders throughout North Dakota that are reasonable, that understand, look, yes, we're a sovereign nation. We also rely greatly on the state of North Dakota. We rely greatly on the federal government. Let's get around a table and figure this out. And trust me, folks, if we were to get 100 people in a room, not politicians, not political leaders, maybe a few elders and some folks from all walks of life to say, what's the top 100 problems on the reservation in Native country? Pipelines wouldn't be in the top 100, right? Child abuse would be. Diabetes would be. Rampant poverty. Huge unemployment. Those are the issues. The resource of the children that make up Native country and the future that they'll inherit. That's the issue that ought to be tackled. And what we need is leaders willing to get around the table and be able to trust each other and craft a way forward and get out of this political nonsense. Because all of this is political nonsense. Trust me. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're live at AE2S Fargo today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil does. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Be a fan on Facebook. Give that a little like, and you'll get some interesting information. Find out all the different ways that oil is used. And to be able to tell your neighbors about it. Emailer disagrees with me. Says boycott is absolutely the right thing to do. How do things change peacefully? Big corporations have been boycotted to get them to change. Target comes to mind. Why can't the gambling industry be boycotted? There really isn't anything else that would have a direct impact than that. I don't know. Boycotts just seem to me to be the take my ball and go home kind of way. That's all I'm saying, right? And I'm saying if you honestly want long-term change in this kind of dispute, the idea that, you know, okay, we're... And trust me, I think that the lack of revenue at the casino has been a big deal. I mean, there, you know, 1806 being closed, it's been impacted, and there have been some... credible reports about the amount of revenue lost there because of all this. So they're feeling that pinch already. I don't think there's any doubt, and I don't know if that's because of boycotts.
Well, yeah, it's not as easy to get there. Throw a good concert and see the lack of a crowd there and realize there's got to be a hit going on.
Yeah, so I think that's real, but I don't think it's the long-term solution is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think getting around the table and talking is a better way to do it. But email's always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. John in South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott, the debates, we're all hearing about that, but I really think that this year the debates are about as, they're not even necessary, because I don't think there are undecided voters out there between these two candidates. How could you be flipping a coin between Hillary and Trump, because they're so different? I think the real question is, are you going to vote at all? And for the people that are thinking that way, I mean, consider this with Hillary. She's an establishment candidate. So if she wins the presidency, 4 years from now, she will unquestionably be the nominee for a second term. If Trump wins, and if he doesn't produce, and if he doesn't produce within the first couple of years, there's going to be someone out there that's another Ted Cruz that's going to step up, and he'll be challenged. So the way I've been telling people to look at Trump, if you're deciding whether you should vote or not, if you think about it in terms of first aid, if you come on an accident victim, the first thing you do is stop the bleeding. I look at Trump as America's tourniquet. get in there, stop what's happening. If he's successful in his programs, he'll get reelected. And if he's not, he'll get replaced.
Interesting take, John. Appreciate the call very much. I do think that a lot of people are looking at Donald Trump like that. I also think it's a lot of people that aren't normally engaged in presidential elections. I do think there's undecided people out there that are watching sort of both, and as tight as this is, they're going to make up a difference. I'm with you. I don't know how anybody could be undecided or, you know, sort of on the one hand this and on the one hand that, but I think they're out there. But interesting analysis, and I like the tourniquet. And you're right about that. We are in need of an effort to stop the bleeding for sure. Let's go out to Western North Dakota. And Roger, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the protests going on down there. Isn't it kind of funny how that David Archambault is going around talking about how he wants to keep the land pristine and, you know, the prairie sovereign, you know, sovereign, whatever. But has anybody driven through a reservation town? If you give them money, free money, they won't take care of nothing. And I'm not saying all Native Americans. I'm not saying 100% of Native Americans. But if you go on a reservation where they get pretty much everything for free, I know for a fact they get paid to paint their house. That's why you see a lot of houses half painted.
I hear you, Roger. We've had that discussion in the program before, and I think it has to do with their culture, right? So, in other words, Roger's yard in Western North Dakota looks different than one in Mandaree. And it's because what's important to you is different than what's important to them. As a 51-year-old white guy, I look at some of those locations, St. Michael, North Dakota, Mandaree, North Dakota, 48s, and I cringe. I want to cry. I say, how does anybody live like this? But, what's important to them is different than what's important to us. So I hear you. And I think I hear the same things when I hear, well, we're concerned about, you know, keeping the land pristine. Then I think, well, why are there, you know, rules broken in the way they are from the norms in a lot of things and how a city is run, how a town is run. But that's at least how it's explained to me. And again, what you state is not different than what has been stated in every coffee shop in North Dakota throughout this dispute. My question is, how do we get beyond that? In boycotting casinos and saying, well, you say you want it pristine, but what about your yard or your house or the condition you keep things in? How do you get beyond all that and actually sit down across the table and get to a real solution? That's my big question. More of your calls in a moment. 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. He's missed your text. He's been gone for a couple of days, so you better burn up.
You know, I got quite a few while you were doing the show anyway. So.
Oh, did you? I suppose you did.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I was giving out my number. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know, we've got it programmed into people's minds, which is a good thing.
It is. We are talking today about an NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo that's happening at the Fargo Dome. AE2S, one of the sponsors, Eric Dodds, program manager with AE2S, is with us. And we talked earlier about some of the big projects that they're working on, like the FM diversion. That's a big one.
Yep, a big project.
You don't get much bigger than that, right? The Red River Valley Water Supply Project. The Fargo Water Treatment Plant expansion and also getting Fargo Water Service to West Fargo because of a new alliance there. All big projects for sure, and ones the folks here can roll their sleeves up about. But they are current projects of many that you've worked on over the 25 years. Talk a little bit about how long AE2S has been doing what you're doing.
Yeah, this coming Saturday is the 25th anniversary of AE2S. A company was founded in Grand Forks by two gentlemen, Steve Burian and Charlie Vian. Started the company 25 years ago and had a lot of good stories, a lot of different unique office spaces over the years. We actually opened our office here in the Fargo-Moorhead area back in 95. Didn't really get established until about 2000, and since 2000, we've grown our presence here in Fargo-Moorhead to about 45 people. We have offices both in Fargo and in Moorhead. Collectively, we've got 17 offices across the upper Midwest and approaching 300 people, all the way from folks in Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, a handful of offices in Montana, and our most recent office is out in the Salt Lake City suburbs, a city of Lehi. So growing, things are going well. The water business is good, and things are good at A2S.
started, what, on a cardboard table and in a basement, right?
Right. Cardboard table in a basement. It was before my time. I've been here for about 15 years, but I've heard stories where they had some pretty, they had to borrow their first computer. They had mushrooms growing on the carpet in one office space. They had leaky basement walls, and so pretty humble beginnings. And I think Charlie and Steve are really excited to celebrate the 25th year as well as the rest of us here.
Now, we talked a lot about water today, and folks that have a passion for water and looking for employees, and really specifically want to talk to family members that have youngsters that are thinking about the next career and talk a little bit about this space and specifically AE2S. But besides water and wastewater and water resources, which AE2S remains a major player in, there's different areas you're branching out into, right?
Right, absolutely. So we've the company was formed with water focus, and we still maintain a very water-focused business. But we've branched into other areas. Many of them still have a tether back to water, but some of those would be instrumentation and controls. And so anytime you have a pump station or a water tower or a water treatment plant, there's some computers that need to run those systems. And we have computer technicians here that do the programming. They do the wiring work. We have folks that do GIS and mapping. And so those are all sort of areas where there's still a tether back to water, but there are standalone services as well.
And by the way, AE2S named the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber Business of the Year in 2016. So pretty cool. Okay. Hey, Eric, thanks for sharing some of the story of AE2S. Congrats on the big anniversary.
Thank you.
Big party planned Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, we got a big party, company-wide party planned Friday afternoon. Looking forward to that. Homecoming week here in NDSU as well, so looking forward to those events.
All right, sounds good. Good to talk to you.
Great, thanks, Scott.
We'll talk more with folks from AE2S from the Engineering and Tech Expo that's going on today out at NDSU as we go throughout the program, too, so stay tuned for that. Leon in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Leon. How are you?
Oh, good deal. Hey, Scott. So, you asked, what did we do to move past, like, the protests and everything, and it's boycotts or, needed. Your last caller, I think, hit on something. And I kind of want to pick just a bit of a bone with you. I do believe that the conditions on the reservation are absolutely mutually beneficial and appropriate to discuss because it runs parallel to what's going on in the African American community. You have deplorable conditions. You don't have pride in your community. You don't see a way forward. It's a depressing scenario. You are very easily propagandized. So it's easy to motivate people to go out and protest against the people that they feel are encroaching on their community when there is absolutely no path forward, no forward-looking visionaries in those communities that say, hey, maybe we can turn this into a win for us. Maybe we can capitalize on, these guys using our land or doing this, that, and the other thing. If you don't have that in these communities, then they're stuck in this cycle of depression and deplorable conditions, and they're very easily mobilized to actually go against their own interests, if that makes any sense.
All right.
The conversation is much bigger than a, sit down in a coffee shop and, hey, let's hash out a plan. It is a much bigger conversation.
Well, it is, and you got to do them point by point, but I do think if federal, state, and Native officials, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe officials in this case, got together, I mean, one unique thing in North Dakota is you've got Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who's now been co-opted by the green extremists, all right? They've been co-opted by the green extremists, yet you have the three affiliated tribes that own oil, that benefit from oil, that need, by the way, to have that pipeline, or they take a major hit on per price, on the price per barrel of oil for transport costs. All right, so this dispute, this delay, can cost the other, tribe money. So get them around the table, cut a deal. I certainly agree with you. It's a part of a bigger picture. Conversations fix it, is all I'm saying.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the nine events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit and Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com, that's E-T-I-X.com, or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Susan Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Knev, 220-6102.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss the day's events on What's on Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind continues. We're at AE2S today in Fargo. There is an NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo happening in the Fargo. Don't be much to know about that. Mom, dad, grandparents, if you have youngsters that you know that are in the family that are interested in careers, AE2S, great place to work. And, of course, the Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome, a great place to have them today to learn more about some of those wonderful career opportunities. So check that out. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, best deal ever. Now the premium pillow. In fact, I was watching Fox News about 5 this morning,
And they had some special, come on, use this promo code, and if you buy one, you get one. I was thinking, Fox News. We've got Fox News beating something terrible here, Todd. We're giving you four, count them, four pillows for the price of one. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. And you pay just $99.98. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 on what's on your mind. Cheryl in Burke County, tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, I went to a county commission meeting up here last summer, and there's an oil company that wants to, that has all of the permitting, and they've got the green light. It's all ready to go. And Albert said that it would be the 2 years to build an oil refinery here up at Columbus, right where the oil is at. And I'm just noticing all of this excitement that we get about exporting our resource to another area of the country where there will be a lot of jobs because of it. And he said that at the first it would be 600 full-time jobs, and it would be 2 years until they start, which means that it will supposed to be happening about this time next year. And we just, I don't know, local development. Nobody wants to get too excited about seeing a lot of new people coming in and all of that stuff. And then when we have the chance to
you sound like you're excited about it, though, Cheryl. Cheryl, you sound excited about it, huh? You're okay with it?
Well, I think it's really nice when we have a lot of new people coming into the area. And
good point, good point. And, of course, it's a huge investment, too, for sure, Cheryl. You know what I'll do? I remember vaguely some of the early announcements on that. Hadn't heard anything for a while, but we should do a little tour of the infrastructure that's in the works around the state. I'll add that one to the list, and we'll check into that. Appreciate it very much. Jared Heller is an assistant operations manager with AE2S. Joins us on the phone, part of the team that's out at the Fargo Dome today for the Engineering and Tech Expo. How you doing, Jared?
Great, Scott. How about yourself?
Good. Nice to have you on the program today. Let's talk a little bit about asset management. What exactly is asset management anyway?
Well, like Eric kind of mentioned a little bit, our core focus at A2S has been water and wastewater services. But as we've grown and we've seen client needs, we've kind of branched out to what we call kind of value-added services. And one thing that we kind of look at is asset management. And, you know, with a lot of utilities and cities around the country and not alone just North Dakota, you know, the infrastructure needs and the understanding of the needs and how to manage those assets most efficient as they can is kind of the realm of asset management, kind of understanding what the assets they have in the ground and trying to optimize how they maintain those assets the most efficient way, and hopefully in turn, you know, keeping utility rates down and low and just trying to make sure that they operate those at the most efficient rate that they can. So
the kind of things, the areas that that make up utility asset management would be what?
You know, basically, you know, there's five key parts of asset management, and we look at kind of what the current state of my assets are, you know, what's the condition, where they're located at, you know, making sure we understand where they're in the ground. You know, as far as a lot of construction going around town, as you can see this summer, you know, making sure we understand where the existing utilities are, what's the condition of them. Also looking at level of service, you know, making sure that we can keep up with demands for the clients or for the customers, making sure that those utilities in the ground, water, roads, and sewers can maintain the level of a certain level of service that, you know, customers are expected on an everyday basis. And also, you know, identifying critical assets as well, too, and making sure that utilities understand where their critical assets are. You know, obviously, you know, for example, a big regional hospital, we got Sanford in play coming down in South Fargo. You know, if you have a water main going by there, that's a very critical asset to make sure that's maintained and operated up to peak performance. So understanding what those critical assets are, identifying those, and making sure the right resources go to those as well, too. You know, and also looking at life cycle costs, you know, trying to minimize, this goes back to minimizing the cost of operating and maintaining a utility and trying to find the most efficient way to maintain those, looking at, you know, either replacement of them when they need to be replaced, rehabbing them, or, you know, putting in redundant systems, essentially looking at trying to minimize the risk for those assets going forward. And then, you know, the last key part of asset management is really trying to find a long-range funding plan, identifying the assets that are the most crucial, making sure the right resources go to it, not only capital, but also human resources, and finding a funding plan that helps you maintain those assets, maintain that level of service that customers are expected, and then also just, you know, maintaining those critical assets going forward. So,
yeah, that's the bottom line benefit, right? I mean, is prolonging that asset life so you get a better deal for, you know, for your utility, your customers, if you're a city, your taxpayers. So reducing the overall cost of the operation, expenditures, and improving the asset makes a lot of sense. And neat to know that's what AE2S is doing for a lot of their customers. We're going to chat with Jared some more about the benefits AE2S offers for some of those employees thinking about a new career right here when we come back in hour number two. Stick around. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
What's On Your Mind.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.